Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Vibe Check, PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy. What's up, guys? Happy Thursday. Are the vibes up? Tell us why. I'm reading this morning. I feel the need I have to share this because of how ridiculous it is. So, yesterday on CNN, a security expert went on to talk about what had happened with the collapse of the bridge in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And the first thing he said, he felt the need to tell everybody, they were talking about what happens when your car submerges in water. And the first thing he had to really talk about for 10 minutes was, you can't film it on TikTok. Don't film it on TikTok. Your main concern should be to try to get out of the car.
So,
and he was serious.
No, because I've seen videos like that before. I've genuinely seen videos pop up on my For You page of people submerged in water TikToking it.
Oh my God. What a death sentence.
I didn't see that same thing, but there was a lot of, you know, knowledge and information circulating about your car being submerged.
Yeah.
They said you have 1 minute. 60 seconds to get out.
You should have seatbelt cutters. You should have a glass breaker.
I have all of that.
You got to have it all in your glove box ready to go. Because you never know. You know, buy all that for $10 on Amazon.
And you have to go to the back of the car because the front always sinks first because of the engine. Because it's top heavy.
You want to go break the back windshield?
Well, if you just have more time because the car... The front will go underwater first.
Well, it's so much weight with the engine and everything.
Right. So if you have like kids or something in the car, you climb in the back first, get them out, go.
Got it.
So, yeah. All right. Let's, speaking of good vibes, let's go to Nora. Nora says, I'm in my good vibes because today is my Friday.
What's up, Nora?
Yes, Nora. So sorry again about those tickets that she couldn't get into the Bachelor auction. I do feel really bad about that. Someone else is here. They said, vibes are high this morning because today is also my Friday. Leaving at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning for Hilton Head, South Carolina. Can't wait to have a margarita in my hand and my toes in the sand.
I hear a Hilton Head.
Let's go.
Really nice.
I've never been, but I've also heard that it's Gorgina.
Like my brother.
I would love to like start going to places other than like Florida.
No, I know. My brother and his wife go to North Carolina every year. And my other brother and his wife go to South Carolina. I'm like, you guys should try meet one time. Meet in the middle.
Literally. Amy from Sodus is here. Said, good morning, guys. It's Amy from Sodus. Checking in with my vibes. Getting ready for Easter and my mother-in-law's birthday. I loved your Insta moose with the shirt. It looks great. Amy from Sodus got us custom-made shirts for to celebrate our one-year anniversary. That was back in January.
Yeah. She also got us socks that I represented those at the Bachelor auction.
Moose wore those at the Bachelor auction.
Those are cool. I love those. Thank you again, Amy. Love the gifts.
Absolutely. They were iconic.
Not. I don't care that you got me a triple XL.
You look great, honestly. You know what? You know what you do? You do the little hair tie bunny tail situation. It should be all good. And then that's all I got for feels or vibes. What about you?
Vibes are up this morning. I'm relieved that we finally got Graham's funeral kind of out of the way. It was a beautiful celebration of life yesterday.
Did you eat a lot of food?
Yeah, definitely had a lot of food.
Right.
And it was all delicious. A lot of Italian food, chicken French, pasta, subs, all that stuff. And it was really nice because even though it was an emotional day, it felt like my Graham's was there with us. And I think she would have been really happy with how many people kind of came together. By the way, thank you again for coming to Calling Hours.
Oh, absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
A lot of people did. Our boss Danger, our buddy Dave that works here, a couple of really close coworkers of mine, and a lot of people showed up.
I've never been to that portion of the city, so it was nice to, you know, be well-versed.
Okay. It was a good day yesterday. So vibes are up, and looking forward to Friday tomorrow because it's finally payday.
Yeah, my vibes are up too.
Then I can go out to eat.
Oh my God. My vibes are up too. I ended up going home yesterday and hung out with my best friend and her new baby, Rowan, who I've spoken about
Maddie.
On the show. What's Maddie, up? My best friend Maddie, and her daughter, Rowan, who is literally so cute. I just can't even like handle it. And I don't know, man. Babies are just like so fragile and perfect. And like,
they smell so good.
I'm like holding the baby and I'm just like, what's going on? But yeah, very cute, very fun. And yeah, that's my vibes.
So. We got that new baby smell, like the new car smell, but you know what I mean.
Right.
It's a great smell.
Just a whiff of pine.
All this, they're filled with collagen. God. Let's talk Susan B. Anthony coming up on the
show. Chip, truly.
Susie B, our girl, huh? A lot of sex appeal, that Susie B.
Sure.
She opened the front doors of her house back in 1872, and what happened? She got arrested. But
badass.
Now's your chance to go and do this at the Susan B. Anthony house. It's a very important time within our country, I would say. Very important time. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, not a clue.
All right, we'll talk about a big story of the day coming up next. BXY Mornings.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800. The number one
hit
music station. 98
PXY. New artist on PXY Mornings, Taylor Swift. How about that?
No, I couldn't hate it more.
Let's talk about our girl, Susie B, for 1 second. Susie B. Over 150 years ago, Susan B. Anthony, a gal, opened her front doors to who, Breezy?
The police.
That's right, a U.S. Marshal.
Open up, the police.
That's right. And he told her she was under arrest for illegally voting in the 1872 presidential election 2 weeks prior.
How did she do it?
She was a bad girl. She marched down the street, she went to the voting polls, and she voted. And women were not allowed to vote.
She didn't, like, dress up or anything?
Like, wore a mustache?
Yeah.
No, no. She went as herself.
She's tall and proud.
Yeah, she wore... okay. Now her house turned museum, which I'm telling you, you should go. I know you've been to the George Eastman house.
Yes.
You should go see your girls, too. It's an early voting site. I think this is the first time they've ever done that. They're welcoming anyone who wants to make their voices heard in the upcoming primary election. It's a milestone for Susan B. Anthony and the museum staff. I think it's a great idea.
Nice.
They've operated her old home for years. And during early voting, anyone who was registered a registered voter in Monroe County, you can go to the Susan B. Anthony House. President and CEO Deborah Hughes said it's fabulous. There are a lot of people who want to connect their voting with the tradition and Susan B. Anthony. So we thought if we could help to add to the voter turnout, which is critically important in a democracy, then we're going to do just that. And we're thrilled about it. Anthony dedicated her life to many causes, but the biggest by far was suffrage. She went so far as to add an entire floor to her home on 17 Madison Street so that local suffrage women would have a place to meet. What a radical idea. But the women said, oh my gosh, we really are citizens. And shouldn't every citizen have a right to vote? And a few years later, in 1872, Anthony marched 15 women down past her Madison Street home to a nearby polling site. And each one of them casted their ballot. And eventually, each one of them was indicted on a felony.
Gorge.
Anthony was the only one that stood trial. And she was a tough woman.
Yes, she was.
By the way, early voting runs from March 23rd through March 30th. So you got two more days in New York State. Registered voters can head to any of the early voting sites within Monroe County to cast their vote. So, Susan B. Anthony home. It's open for biz.
Love to see it.
Bless
Excuse
you.
Excuse me.
Are you okay?
No, it's just a little tickle in my throat. All right, yesterday was a huge day when it comes to the Rochester Broadway Theater League. They actually released the lineup for 2024-2025 M&T Bank Broadway season lineup. They asked me if I wanted to go, and I said I couldn't, like to the reveal, to the big release.
Yeah, and you go to mostly all the RBTL shows.
I go to every RBTL show. I'm obsessed.
Who they got coming for the 2024-2025 season?
Les Mis is coming in October.
That's a big one.
Mamma Mia is coming in November.
Oh, that's even bigger.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas the musical is coming in December.
That's one of my faves.
MJ the musical.
And Michael
Hee-hoo.
Jackson.
Yes.
Okay.
There. Let me have a stroke. The Wiz, which I don't know what that is.
I think they're talking Wizard of Oz.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know.
I was thinking about like someone going to the bathroom. Funny Girl, Some Like It Hot, and Back to the Future.
Oh, that's one that I have to go to that one.
You have to go. Yeah, so this lineup is really great. RBTL confirmed the return of the seven shows for the season ticket holders, which is going to be really great. You can get, obviously, individual tickets to each show, or season tickets are available as well. But RBTL always does such a great job of getting shows in that, you know, are well-desired by people.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
I lost my mind going to see Mrs. Doubtfire. The musical.
I know you did. It was one of your faves.
It was amazing.
I love this city when it's not getting robbed.
Oh.
Consisting of a bunch of smash and grabs.
Heading back to Susie B, my dad just texted in,
mm-hmm.
breaking news, her trial was held in the Canandaigua Courthouse.
Oh, I did not know that.
Big history guy. Huge history guy.
Thank
he
you,
spelled
Todd.
Canandaigua wrong, but that's fine.
It's hometown.
I'm done.
Breeze.
Yeah.
What's coming up on the show? Do you feel like talking, or do you want to just like play a bunch of music?
No, I think we should definitely talk. Because obviously I'm going through something traumatic. Not really, but I feel like when you take in content such as movies and TV shows, you're bound to take something away from it and implement it into your real life. Whether it be a quote, whether it be something that happened, a situation. And there is one thing that I saw in one scripted show that has changed my life forever. And
what show?
This Is Us.
I thought you were gonna tease it, but okay, you can tell.
Oh, well, it's not that important, honestly. But we'll talk about it next.
Okay, this time.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. It's gonna be super hot out and humid today, 46, partly cloudy.
Oh my God. This weather's so nutty.
Get those cargo shorts on, huh? Show those knees. Show them. Breezy. What is the one thing you've taken away from a show or movie that has completely changed your life?
It's literally shaped me as a human being.
Really? And when did this happen?
I must have been in high school.
Oh,
maybe
this
college?
I thought this was recent.
What do you mean recent?
It's like, I thought that's why we were talking about it, because it just happened.
Well, it did just, some, let me explain.
You didn't just graduate.
You're an idiot. Anyways.
What happened?
What I watched and consumed happened in high school.
I know that.
But something happened to me 2 days ago that made me go right back to my initial fear of what I saw.
Got it. Okay.
In that piece of content.
Okay, got it.
So as you are an actor in the scene, you know, doing extremely low budget films like The Couch Through Zoom That Kissed Me or whatever it was called.
These are not films I agreed to do. Okay? Let me make that perfectly clear. I got one audition for a script where my character was supposed to crawl into a couch and tickle his next door neighbor. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it.
I'm so good.
And then my agent was like, well, it's $35 for the day. I was like, you're fired.
And then she reached out to me.
You're fired.
To give me more opportunity. But no, when you watch these shows or these movies, you take something away from them, whether you realize it or not, or whether you thought like, oh, it's just a show, or it's just a movie, it's fake, it's not really going to like impact my life that much. When I was in high school, maybe college, I genuinely can't remember. It doesn't really matter. But I was younger, and I was watching the show This Is Us. I don't even think that show is still on the air, but it's about, I don't know, these like twins that like also have a adopted brother who was dropped off at a fire station. It's kind of a crazy show. Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show their life, and their dad passed away, and it was a whole thing. It was very emotional. Have you ever seen the show?
I saw an episode.
Yeah, it was very emotional. Mandy Moore's in it. It's a whole thing. And it's an interesting show because they jump around from present to future to past to all of these things. And in the episode where they explain how their dad passed away, since it was such a monumental moment in their life and their upbringing, it shows that the dad died in a house fire.
Right.
He got all the kids out, whole family out.
He ended up dying, though.
He ended up dying, I think, from inhalation of smoke and all of the things. But the fire was started from a crock pot.
What a way to go.
I know.
What were they cooking?
I don't know if... I don't know. Pot roast?
Crock pots should not be starting fires. Okay?
It was old.
I've left crock pots on like all... Before I leave the house in the morning, I'll throw a bunch of stuff in it, let it simmer for 8-9 hours before I come home to it. It should be done by then.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave and have to worry, is my house going up in flames?
No, fully. And I don't think that like nowadays this happens, but it's something that really stuck with me. And the other night, I was making chili, and I just laid my head down for a moment to watch a show.
Yeah.
I fell asleep for the night.
For the night?
For the night. And my crock pot is like boiling over. And I wake up in the morning, and the crock pot's still on, and I'm like, oh my God, all I can think about is This Is Us. All I can think about is me lighting my entire apartment building on fire. Like, oh my God. And I don't know if I would have a fear like that if it wasn't for a show such as This Is Us that ingrained that in my brain.
Oh man, listen, I have a fear of spiders because of that movie back in the 90s, Arachnophobia.
Never saw it.
Oh.
What is it?
It's just this family moves into their summer house, I think something along those lines, and all of a sudden this house gets infested by these giant spiders. And it was terrifying to watch as a kid.
Oh, my God.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
And now I have to pretend that I'm not definitely scared afraid. When I'm in the presence of a woman. She's like, can you kill it? I was like, well, I'm crying on the inside, but
you're
yeah,
like, well,
no problem.
Well, I would, but I have something going on, so I can't.
I have a packed schedule.
I just think it's like absolutely wild because you take things away from these shows and these movies that really stick with you for the rest of your life. I can't look at a crock pot without seeing a house go up in flames. And I don't know if that's something I need to work on in therapy.
What kind of crock pot was it? Was it digital or one of those just you have one knob to turn, medium or high? It was an old one, huh? Just the knob?
Just a knob.
Ugh.
I don't know if if it was old. It's probably a couple years old. It's from Walmart.
And not to mention
Hamilton Beach.
First of all, crock pots don't boil over either.
No, I'm being dramatic. It wasn't like boiling over, but it had been going for 12 hours.
Some of them can do that, though. You keep it on low.
It was on high.
Oh,
unfortunately, it was on high. I was so scared when I woke up because I was like, yeah, this is. Because all I could think about as I was like laying in bed, I was like, I have to turn the crock pot off. I have to turn the crock pot off.
So let me get this straight.
This is us, the house fire, all the things.
This entire show is about a family and there's nothing but turmoil all the time.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, the guy dies in a house fire because the crock pot went up in flames.
Yeah, I bought it at a garage sale.
TV, man, I'll
say. Sucks. Well, you don't buy things at garage sales. You know what I mean? Could blow your house up to
Why
flames.
Did you feel the need to purchase a crock pot at a garage sale?
Or maybe it was a gift. I don't really
They're
understand.
They're like $12.
Not back in the 90s.
98PXY.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.